another aspect of the economy, a sixth of the economy, I think, is the calculation. That's what healthcare reform represents. Todd Zwillig joins us now, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, John. Good morning.
So we've been reporting already this morning, a federal judge ruled yesterday that a legal challenge to the Healthcare Reform Act that basically challenges federal authority to force people to buy insurance, that is going to go forward. That case is going to go forward. There are other challenges to healthcare reform. What are you watching?
Republicans are taking lots of different bites at this apple, John, on the individual mandate. It's the part of the health care bill that the public really responds to most, and they respond negatively. It does just what you said. If you don't have insurance by 2014, you have to buy it. The government might help you buy it, but you have to buy it. So the lawsuit in Virginia goes forward. Virginia and other states are suing the federal government, saying you can't do that. Now in Missouri today, we have a ballot initiative on the primary ballot that says people in the state of Missouri don't have to abide by the individual mandate.
And let's though it's on the primary ballot, it's binding if it passes. It's not like it goes to a general election or anything.
Well, binding in the sense that it would bind under state law. Now, there will be challenges to that, and then in the courts, they'll fight about whether a state can try to negate a federal law like that. So you're right, binding in the terms of state law. And then in Washington, Republicans are saying, if we take over the House, voters, if you give us the House, we'll make sure that the implementation of this plan never gets funded. We'll starve it of cash from the government. So this is a political move. The individual mandate's not popular with the public, whether or not they understand fully what it means. And it's election season, so they're taking several bites at this.
You know the economics of this, Todd, as well as anyone, because you've covered this for years. If the mandate should go down and become a sort of GOP-enforced abstraction, how would that affect the cost of the health care bill? Because certainly the Obama administration is counting on the mandate to spread the pain fiscally.
That's exactly right. If you take away the individual mandate, basically what you do is you remove the linchpin of everything that's supposed to make this health reform bill work. It's like that Jenga game where you're taking the pieces out, the whole thing falls down. And here's why, John. There's a lot in this health care bill that voters say they love. Insurance companies can't cut you off. No more pre-existing conditions. They can't spin you off just when you get sick. You can't do those things without raising healthcare prices, unless you make sure the pool is really big. We're all in the pool together. It's the only way to give us the things we like without raising costs. That's the individual mandate. If you take that away, we're not all in the pool anymore. You can't give us the things that we like in health reform. So it's going to get very complicated. The courts are going to figure this out between now and 2014.
Looking at the strategy for challenging Obama's healthcare reform package, also the Democrats' healthcare reform package, and in advance of the election, Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
Sure thing.